do, we look at you, you play some stuff, and we try and follow.
How about House of the Rising Sun?
That's a good start.
Thank you. before it walks off.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hand drum. How can it walk?
It's got hands.
It's sitting on top of a 500-watt subwoofer.
Okay.
A lot of things have walked off that thing.
Uh-oh. Oh, never mind.
Yep.
Yeah. It died. I just turned the volume down.
Yeah. Normally, bass players complain about going through the PA, but I haven't had much of a problem with that.
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah. I can't tell if I'm hitting the right notes or not, but I can hear it. I didn't hear any wrong notes.
Yeah. If you were hitting wrong notes, I couldn't tell. We can go check the playback later. All right. So.
I prefer to play the hand drums in front of the mic.
Yeah, I can throw another mic out on the floor pretty easy.
I like playing with something I haven't played with. It's exciting.
Right.
You want to do Angel?
Sure, let's do Angel.
Okay, this is in C, and it's mostly classic 1-4-5.
What does that mean?
It means it's...
C, F, and G.
C, F, C, F, C, F, a lot of C, F, B flat. Those are the only three chords.
Sorry, C, F, B flat.
You lied.
I lied.
Watch him, he lies.
Thank you.
interesting. When you did your solo, I realized that I never played the chorus because I'm singing, and so I don't know the chorus either.
So okay, so the verses are just
C F C F C F B flat.
Yeah, and the chorus is just C B flat F.
Right. Except I.
B flat F. I'll just use whatever convenient excuse comes along. My cat ran over the keyboard. Yeah, that's it.
It had great energy.
He does that
amazing.
All the time.
I thought you were throwing something at
me. No, it's just Allie. He'll sit up there for a while, and then he'll get tired of it. It's better when he runs over the keyboard than when he runs over the mixer, because you can hit some things that are pretty painful on the mixer.
All the windows shatter.
Okay, so what shall we do next?
Something with a wicked bass line.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Do you want to do 12-bar blues? I mean,
we could do that.
Everybody knows it.
You know 12-bar blues, right?
Sure.
He's in a metal band, plays drums, so it's
more like a punk band, and I hate it. But whatever.
You know 12-bar blues?
What? You're speaking a different language, man.
Okay, so it's 4 bars of C. Followed by 2 bars of 4 bars
as in 4 measures.
Yeah. And then 4 bars of whatever that one is, F. And then 2 more bars of C. And then.
Screw it up that badly.
Redford on blues guitar.
I love the lyrics. That was cool. Was that spontaneous or?
Of course.
Of course.
Let me go grab my lyric sheet.
Do you want to go back to the original version for future reference, or do you care?
I don't care. I think I'll probably end up getting recorded both ways, and I'll take whichever one I like better.
But which one are we going to play?
I'm going to play the one he tells us to play.
There you go.
Okay.
The only reason I like the other one, I don't really remember. I just remembered it had more...
It had chorus and verse.
Okay. Yeah. That's the word. Those are the words I was looking for, but I don't speak musician either.
No, I should somewhere have some magnets to attach this stuff to mic stands, but
we can do this. Oh, this is here's the chords.
Oh.
And that one there means that one too.
What?
That one what name?
Run through these chords a couple of times to get them back into my fingers.
Can you hold this for us while we play?
Yeah, right.
Stuff I use magnets to stick stuff to them, and I will try and find those before next session.
Okay, or I could bring my music stand.
That would be.
There's a novel concept.
There's an idea.
Yeah, I have one of those, but I seem to prefer the magnets. I don't know why.
Whatever works.
Okay, so I think I've got the chords here. Are we ready to roll with this?
We got these first four, and then what's the slash all about?
The dash just means same for the. Oh, that means that's the
that's
next part
the
of the song.
Well,
when I write it out like this, I do them on two lines, but when I was doing a set list, it just repeats in a circle.
So first we do this, and then we do that, and then we do this.
Yeah. Thank you.
want to do Turmoil Boy?
Sure. The Turmoil Boy.
Says it's an F sharp major, isn't that?
Yeah, F sharp minor.
F sharp minor. You're right. Sorry. Okay, so.
So David, this is it's F sharp minor, and then that would be a what? What is that? F sharp A, I think.
Yeah, don't ask me. I'm transposed.
Thank you.
reached over and tried to get another one, and I got the wrong one.
Because he keeps sticks in there that he doesn't use.
I don't know how they got in there.
Well, get rid of them. Burn them.
Yeah, burn them. They're wonderful for burning.
It's not a bad idea.
What are we doing next?
Oh, I thought we were already doing it. I thought
that was just me vamping.
Okay.
That's what I will do when he drops the stick.
There you go. Right,
play whatever for a few minutes while he goes around the side of the stage, picks up his drum bag.
Thanks, Cher. Not if I drop my stick. When I drop my stick.
Well, last time I was doing that, well, Mike was slowly disassembling and reassembling his signal chain.
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah,
I
learned
to pull it all apart
was.
And grab the other guitar.
Yeah, that would have been a classic one to do live
yeah.
at the gig.
But I kept playing with you, so it was okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
So, are you feeling ambitious enough to? I guess we shouldn't do dry counting because that would be pure torture for him.
Pure torture for me too until we get the chords written down.
It's
this
great
it.
Bon Jovi song.
Like
it's this great Bon Jovi song, but the problem with
is
it has no consistent pattern at all.
A, and Cher plays it differently than
yes.
all the tabs in the universe.
Although I gave you
up.
An MP3, so
how about this? I'm gonna go like E and stuff.
Alright.
And you guys can play this
play
in
it while we're
terribly inconsistent song.
Alright.
It's D minor. Just think of it as D minor.
I think I do it in A minor.
Yeah.
Actually, it's confusing because the chorus and the verse are in different keys, I think.
Thank you.
Days I will actually get my solo on the beat. I get about 70% of it is, but at that speed it's kind of tricky to do. It's that D that kills me, because it's a long jump.
Right. Well, it sounds good. That's all that matters.
Okay. Sure, no problem.
Hold on, give me 5 minutes here. This is so much shit.
Brief delay, well.
Hang on,
we Bruce tunes up.
This is currently the sound of silence, after which we'll play the song, the sound of silence.
Yes. You know, the one thing, you know, I could actually do probably an intro solo that would be long enough to cover him tuning his drums.
Go for it. Thank you.
ending that one on silence, like, and just.
Oh, well, I was gonna play a solo though. So
yeah, I thought about playing a solo, but then I thought, you know, I already got the like 10-minute intro solo.
Well,
right,
here's what I think you should do: silence, and let Mike just keep soloing and make everybody think that he's the guitarist who just plays. He doesn't realize.
From last week, or do we want to play a cover? Spin the. We need like a little spinner.
Yeah. Or a board.
Do you want to? I would. You mentioned you stuck this idea in my head of Zydeco.
Okay.
So I'm interested in playing it. See if we can turn it into a rock song, because it's kind of not a rock song.
Why do we need to turn it into a rock song?
Hang on a second. I didn't have an answer for that.
Really looking for here is number 40. Know the song? Has
nope.
He ever heard it?
No.
Okay. Light on the drums, probably brushes.
Oh, all right. It's more like a Cajun.
Well, it's a Zydeco song.
Honestly, don't know the difference between Zydeco and Cajun. Where all the tourists go. It's fun.
It's fun, yeah. It's but it's not a rock song. And
no, it is definitely not
a
rock
song.
But is it set in stone that our entire set must be rock?
I don't think so.
I mean, Bruce is the one who would know because he's the one who's going to book us.
It would amuse some people.
I think the more variety you have in your set, the better.
Yeah, I think we need to practice that one a few times.
I need to practice it a few times, yes.
Yeah.
And if you want me to sing harmony, you should give me a copy of the lyrics.
I should get a copy of the lyrics. I will.
Right.
And chords and all of that. But I thought that key actually worked okay.
But, yeah, that is so much fun, that accordion.
Yeah.
Almost a New Orleans second line shuffle. It's very close, but it's
and
not.
That's, it's almost a Zydeco song, but it really isn't a Zydeco song. So yeah, it all works. We're a bunch of northern white boys. What do we know?
Nothing.
Well, okay. You're from South Carolina, aren't you?
Me?
Where are you from? Virginia.
I was born in Germany. I grew up in Virginia, New York, Atlanta.
You're one of the. Okay. You're
yeah,
one of those.
One of those army brat types.
Okay, well, never mind them. Okay.
What part of New York did you grow up in?
Stewart Air Force Base.
Where?
Do you know where West Point is?
Yes.
Okay, it is about 60 miles to the east of West Point.
Okay.
My dad used to teach at West Point.
Oh. Could have been East Point, but
then it would have been 60 miles west of East Point.
Yeah. And all else fails.
So.
This isn't gonna work for you guys well.
Oh yeah, it is. Do I have freedom to adjust a little bit?
Hell no.
Yeah. So whatever you need to do.
Everything's different, including like the tightness of your kick. It throws me off.
wind it up. If you don't stop, you're going to be playing the drum solo.
You have no idea how often that happens, actually.
Uh-huh.
I love doing that song, though.
That's good. I think I actually figured out the chords to it.
I'd love to do that song. I love that song. That would be... I would vote to put that in the set.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
I like Bruce Hornsby a lot.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm working on Mandolin Rain. I don't have it ready for prime
really?
Time yet.
That's a great song.
But yeah, that's another good one to throw in there.
You know, this little thing packs quite a punch.
It does. I know. That was the one reason I decided I really was... I mean, it's like... How can it be so loud for a little of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You ever want to get rid of it, let me know.
Well, I think I need something around, but if I ever need someone to play it...
I'll give you $20 for it.
I only lost $5. Oh, that deals. That's pretty good.
Well, depression. I mean,
I better
you know,
take it. Yeah, I know.
You bought it this morning, right?
I know,
so
depreciation.
Like, yeah.
My music equipment is just awful.
Three people have played it. Come on. Fun.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to try Southern Cross?
No.
All right. Are we out of time?
What time is it?
8:30.
Yeah.
What you think? What?
We should probably wrap it up.
I could eat. I didn't get to eat because they had
you
poison pizza.
Hold it. I was trying to do.
So I'm leaving Friday, but I'm coming back Tuesday night.
Okay.
So I'm available Wednesday.
I'm in.
You're
gone.
I'm out of town starting
Crap.
Friday. I'll be back the following
Crap.
Week.
Well, you and I can work on some stuff.
Yeah.
You can like. Bring me up to speed on some of the stuff that I haven't played yet, or maybe we could record.
Yeah,
I'll bring
do
my
that.
Mics over. You have plenty of boom stands, I assume.
Yeah, I have a bunch of mic stands and 32 channels of I/O, so
awesome.
Probably you won't manage to.
Okay.
The only hard part, Shure's got everything except the time to mix it down later. So,
I've solved that.
Really?
I loaned
by
a bunch
using
of money to a guy who's been
right.
mixing for 20 years. So all I have to do is mail it off to him and
yeah.
get back the result.
But you don't want to waste your money. Well, waste. You don't want to spend that capital on this necessarily, right?
Why? Dude, he's doing it for $25 an hour. I don't
Whoa.
Think.
Whoa. Wow.
And this guy has mixed bands like Genesis and
Really?
And
How did you end up... With him owing you money.
He's in Ohio and he